kind of the end of the winter retreat, and we were, as a community, kind of talking about right speech. And I remember there were, at that point, three or four senior monks who'd come through, and whenever we had an opportunity to ask questions of them, I'd just ask them advice about right speech, and everybody kind of had, you know, something to say. And Ajahn Dhun, he's a Lupa Tui's number two monk at the time, I think. And it's too late. He said, you know, if you're looking for like a technique or some sort of, you know, something to apply, sort of like around right speeches, and if you get to that point, it's too late. So what you need to be doing is developing mindfulness all the time. And he looked at me and goes, right now, where are your shoes right now? Do you know where your shoes are? You don't know where your shoes are, you weren't mindful and you put them away. You know, where's your toothbrush? So facing this way, facing that way. And so you start going through all the sort of all the requisites that you have. And so if you don't know, you know, where they are, then you know, that's one way to train yourself. It's just, you know, like when you do anything, just, you know, putting just a little bit more kind of, you know, attention onto it, mindfulness. He said, in the process of doing that, that's how you develop right speech. So any activity you're doing is and learning mindfulness is will aid you in mindfulness. Is that what you remembered?
Yes.
Yeah.